Hello, everybody. My name is Manjula Mishra, and today we are in our kitchen in Greenway, Canberra.
What are some of the worst stories you've heard about people trying to cook with lentils?
The most common one is lentils is just soup. They just can't think beyond it. And I've had people coming complaining that every time they eat lentils, they just become like a balloon, bloated.
What are they doing wrong?
Well, back in India, we always cook lentils with certain selection of spices, and that helps in digestion. So if you just cook lentils by themselves, maybe not the best way. So always ensure that you have the right combination of spices along with the lentils.
When you say spices, I instantly think about chili because that's one of my passions. I love chili. But are you referring to chili?
Not at all. And yes, that is, again, our preconceived notion that spice means chili. When I talk about spices, I mean the fragrant ones like ginger, cumin, fennel. They are all digestive spices. They help in digestion. And when you put together in these spices in your cooking, they not only enhance the flavor, but also add to the nutrition.
Manjula, what are some of the other perception problems with lentils? The stigmas, I suppose, that this pulse suffers.
Oh my God, the poor lentil. So yeah, even in India, there are some sayings, and if I translate it to that, it literally means that a rich man eats meat and rice or whatever, and lentils and rice is eaten just by poor people.
And do you think that is a view that's held in some parts of Australia and even Canberra, our region?
Yes. And it is really sad that when you don't get any meat and then you don't know what to think, and then maybe you'll grab your can of lentils today, or when you go in the cupboard and see there's nothing around, okay, let me make that lentil soup that has been lying in for a year.
Are there other ways that lentils are disrespected here in Canberra?
Yes. Another common thing that we've heard is, oh, I use lentils to thicken my bolognese sauce or thicken the curry I'm making. Well, you can enjoy lentils in their own glory. They just don't have to be sticking in between like a background dancer or, you know, a background crowd in some scene of a movie. They can be the hero. They are the hero.
They can be the soloist.
Exactly.
Which is what's happening in your Greenway kitchen today.
Absolutely.
What are we cooking?
So we are making lentil nuggets, but nothing like you have eaten before. So we have here Len Bites, which is a premix to make lentil nuggets. It's got three varieties of lentils with a beautiful fragrant spice mix and salt already added to it. All you have to do is just add water. And if you fancy, you can add some vegetables like we are doing today. So I have some grated zucchini and some chopped up onion and some fresh coriander. So all I do is add the premix into the vegetables and some water and make it like a paste. Like you can lift it with the spoon. My pan is already heating. It's got a bit of oil in it. And I'm just going to take some spoonfuls of this mixture and shallow fry in the pan till it's nice, beautiful, crispy, crunchy, and golden.
And there is a beautiful fragrant aroma coming from the spice mix, the fragrant spices, the fennel, the ginger, the pepper, the coriander, the turmeric, and the dried fenugreek leaf that have been added to the lentil mix that Manjula is mixing.
And now I'll add a little bit of water to just bind it together. Something like a meatball, but you don't need to use your hands for that. A spoon is just fine.
Manjula, when I think of lentils, I think about the large orange lentils that I've failed to cook properly in the past. But what I'm looking at here almost reminds me of corn flour. The lentil mix, as you say, has been ground right down into a much coarser texture.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the whole idea. Even growing up back in India, lentils do take a bit of a time for even us to prepare. So what we have done is reduce the time and the effort in the prep. So all you have to do is just add water. Traditionally, when we make this recipe back in India, we soak the lentils, we grind the lentils, and then add the seasoning and the spices. But I don't think everybody has a grinder and all that time to do that. And this is all mixed up and we are ready to shallow fry. You can cook it at any fry pan. It just has to be a little bit deep to hold the oil. It can be a non-stick fry pan. And we don't need a lot of oil. So not deep frying, just shallow frying.
And you're using canola oil?
Yeah, but you can use any oil pretty much that you use for cooking.
So you're spooning out this mixture?
Absolutely. And the kind of weather that we have today in Canberra, it's all, you know, getting cold, the beautiful autumn. And this is like a perfect snack that we traditionally in India have with some chai. So when it starts getting towards the winter months, you enjoy something nice and crunchy with a hot cuppa. So the oil is nice and hot. And I'm just going to put spoonfuls, nice small dollops. You can make them as small or as big as you like. And actually, I really like using beetroot also in this premix and make beautiful burger patties. It's so simple.
That's a wonderful sound of the oil cooking the dolloped mixture.
Yeah, and it will cook in like under 10 minutes. And this is one of the favorite snacks, like after school snack for my son as well. Because by the time he's home and he's changing and he wants something to bite on, it's so simple and easy to cook that I don't have to think too much. So it's like a go-to after-school snack.
And the little patties have a beautiful golden colour on the cook side. They're just being flipped over. They're starting to look really crunchy, Manjula.
It is. Wait till you taste them. They are so crunchy. It's unbelievable. It's so crunchy.